You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry Cobo. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, you recently wrote about one energy company's efforts to stop another from moving forward on a project. Now, the players here are One Oak Gas Storage and Red Bluff Resources Operating. And we'll get to the conflict here in just a second. But first, Sarah, I mean, who are One Oak and Red Bluff? What do they do?
So One Oak is a natural gas pipeline and processing company. They were founded way back at the turn of the 20th century just to move natural gas through pipelines. Now they also do that, moving natural gas across state lines, and they also serve electric power plants. They also take natural gas from well sites and send them to big processing stations. And Red Bluff is a private oil and gas driller.
Okay, great. Now here's where it gets interesting. One Oak operates the Edmond Gas Storage Unit and Facility. And as I understand this, I mean, this is kind of a cavern where One Oak stores natural gas, a big underground cavern. Is this kind of a gross oversimplification?
Not really. Well, this particular cavern, so to speak, isn't like a cave. It's more like an old oil and gas reservoir that has had all the petroleum sucked out of it. So this is one place where companies store natural gas under pressure before it's sent in a pipeline to an electrical power plant. One Oak operates four natural gas storage fields, all of them old reservoirs. They basically inject the gas, store it under pressure till it's needed, and then they draw it out again and send it on down the pipeline.
So One Oak asked the Oklahoma Corporation Commission to stop Red Bluff from moving forward with a hydraulic fracturing project. Explain for us why they don't want Red Bluff to do this project.
Because this well has a horizontal wellbore that's really close to the bottom of this gas storage reservoir. Red Bluff estimated in its regulatory documents that it's about 300 feet or so from the bottom. But One Oak's engineers think it might be a lot closer. And because it's really hard to predict exactly where the actual fractures will go in any frack job, One Oak wants to make sure there is no potential for that frack to damage the underground storage reservoir. So they ask a commission judge to temporarily halt the frack or any other remedial operations.
So what has Red Bluff done as a result?
So at first, they gave One Oak a week to do some analysis, which is what's required by law, according to One Oak's filings with the commission. But then when One Oak asked for more time to do a more in-depth analysis, Red Bluff wasn't really on board. So One Oak asked the commission for an emergency to stop the frack and take more time to examine the storage reservoir.
What's the Corporation Commission doing as a result of One Oak's request?
So it is in the hearing docket before an administrative law judge. There was a bit of a back and forth, but there will be a hearing before the judge on July 10th.
You know, I'm not terribly familiar with underground natural gas storage facilities. I mean, are there instances of these facilities being damaged in the past?
Yes. Well, there was one in Texas that was in an actual salt cavern way back in 2004, another one in Kansas that resulted in some gas explosions that damaged 26 businesses and caused two deaths. But perhaps the most notable example was Aliso Canyon. That's outside Los Angeles. So the leak in the natural gas storage reservoir started in October 2015 and continued for 4 months until officials could get it under control. About 4,000 homes in the area had to be evacuated because natural gas, or methane as it's sometimes called, is hazardous to breathe. That's considered the largest natural gas leak in U.S. history. It also led this quasi-government agency to set a creative guidelines for policymakers. That's what the Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission, or IOGCC, did. They released this underground gas storage guide for policymakers back in May, and the Aliso Canyon incident showed that many states don't really have any rules to protect underground gas storage caverns.
When will the Corporation Commission make a decision on this?
It's hard to say, really. The hearing is set for the 10th, but there can always be delays if either side requests more time. A judge can make a recommendation, which then goes to a 3-member panel, and the commissioners must vote by majority to make an order final.
I've been talking today with Sarah Terry Cobo. She's the senior reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.